And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
"755 is Real" with David O'Brien and Eric O'Flaherty is on the air now. Welcome to 755 is Real, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. A special trade deadline edition. While there's a game being played and the Braves have jumped out to a 4-0 lead on Mr. Burns and the Brewers. Two-run homer from the sizzling hot Austin Riley,
who has
five homers in four games and seven in eight games. I mean, he's just as hot as you get right now, man, with the power. On the trip, I did the whole trip, and he was just like, every time he came to the plate, you thought he might hit one out.
It's like some of the balls he hits, too, they look like pop-ups.
Yeah.
And then they almost go in the upper deck. He swings so easy. I think he's just so big and strong. You know, I mean, it's probably one thing he has to remember is just to swing easy and the power's there, but he's been doing it.
Did you see the ball he had at Citi Field that landed up there where Chipper hit one?
Yeah.
By the restaurant?
Yeah, that's no joke.
Of course, Polar Bear hit one even. He hit one even further. Third deck, man. I haven't seen a ball hit that third deck before. That was crazy. No,
he gets it all when he gets it.
That was better than the home run derby, watching him hit one up there third deck.
I don't know. Home run derby is pretty cool. That was a good one this year.
But it looks like the Braves have got the kind of, you know, shot in the arm or the burst of energy that you'd hope between that and playing that Hank Aaron weekend. They've come out like gangbusters in their first game back from a long trip that, you know, it wasn't as great a trip as they'd hoped to have, but it was pretty good. 5-4 against the Phillies into a five-game series from the Mets. You had to feel pretty good about yourself considering everything that's happened and all that. And then you make the additions they made today, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that series against the Mets, and you can't tell me they can't win this division.
Exactly. Any team, anybody that watched that Mets team for five games in 4 days could not have come away going, especially without Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, that's a big one. But they did get Baez. I mean, I think that's a big pickup. Yeah, but
that's a big get for sure. When they get Lindor back, if Lindor can play anywhere near his capability that he was in Cleveland, that all of a sudden is the most dynamic middle infield in years, man. Yeah. That's like pay to watch those guys play.
Yeah, up the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some excitement there. But yeah, I'm with you. I thought the Braves, watching them play them and watching them play the Phillies, you know, any of those teams can feel good about their chances to win this division. It's wide open.
Yeah, I mean, and that was kind of the thing going into the deadline, is I felt like this was a division where a couple big moves could really make a difference for whatever team made them.
Yeah, and all the teams made moves.
Yeah,
I thought the Braves made good moves. They got three outfielders and a reliever. Would it have been better, I thought, to get two relievers and two outfielders? Yeah, but those deals weren't there for him to make without giving up more prospects than they wanted to.
Yeah.
He still didn't get any of his top prospects, but they traded away some guys that people want. You know, this kid they traded away that was a top 30. They traded away this DeVito. We'll get to some of those guys. But they traded away Bryce Wilson, you know, who a year ago he had a lot of value in the playoffs after he outpitched Clayton Kershaw for sure. But that's a position of strength for this team. They could afford to do that with that group of Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson and those guys.
And I think it's going to be important to remember, you know, if Bryce Wilson just does okay this year, but he gets to stay in that rotation all year.
Yeah.
And then he matures and grows. Like, you have to analyze it. Like, he wouldn't have gotten that opportunity to struggle here because this team's trying to win.
You've talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to go to Pittsburgh. He's going to get his starts.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's a really good thing for him. And you got to remember that if the guy goes and turns into a really good pitcher, he might not have been able to turn into that guy here.
This year and next, I guarantee he's in the rotation next year, pitching every fifth day. So,
yeah.
But they give up him. They get Richard Rodriguez in a deal that went down just 4 minutes before the trade deadline. The closer from the Pirates, he's a guy that a few weeks ago we thought would have been a great get for them. Now, he's struggled some post-sticky stuff. I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but he pitched great in like his first 19 games, had an ERA under 0.50. Since then, it's been a little different. But really, the damage has been done in a few games. He had a few multi-run games. For the most part, he's still been solid. And so I think it's a good get. And he's big thing for them is he's still got 2 years of control after this one.
Yep.
So that's a nice add for your bullpen. He's 31 years old, so he should still be strong for those remaining years of that contract or arbitration.
Yeah, and he's pitching in that closer's role. You know, he's got 14 saves. Yep. So, you know, I doubt the closer here because Will's done a pretty good job lately. But, you know, just
that's what Smith
just
said.
Having a guy that can handle late inning pressure and another guy to throw out there, especially, you know, Martin's been a little bit rockier lately. I think it was a big pickup.
Yeah, another guy that you could stick in like the eighth inning and you could drop.
Feel good about it.
Martin down, yeah. You know, and Luke and everybody just, you know, is more comfortable in there. And you can interchange those guys too, depending on the matchups and all that. So I thought that was a good add. Then they had three outfielders. The big one that everyone wanted, I know, was Adam Duvall, mm-hmm. which they brought him back from the Marlins. And he's in the lineup tonight. He's the one guy that got here, was able to get here in time. The other guys will be here Saturday. Jorge Soler is the other one, George Soler from the Royals, and Eddie Rosario from the Indians. Rosario's on the IL with an oblique, but he's supposed to go on a rehab assignment in about a week, and he should be back mid-August, about the same time that Travis d'Arnaud gets back. Soler, man, this is a guy with huge power, and he can crush some left-handers.
Yeah. I think, you know, just overall, it's definitely an upgrade over what they were throwing out there.
You know?
And I think you had to make those moves.
Yes. Now you got an assortment. I mean, they would have gotten, if they could have got a superstar player, right. Everyday player,
yeah.
You know, without getting up a ton of prospects, they would have done it. But instead, they went this route and they've got depth and they're going to do the platoon thing, you know, which the Dodgers have done so well and a few other teams. Because most of these guys can hit either lefties or righties pretty well. And they can all play. They've got versatility in the outfield, too. So they're going to be able to move these guys around. Jock Peterson will probably play some center field. But these other guys can all play basically everywhere out there. Duvall's a good defender. He's got 12 defensive runs saved this year.
Yeah,
He's in left field tonight, but he'll play plenty in right, I think, which is where he was with the Marlins.
Going back to somewhere you've had success is always nice. You know, I mean, if you get traded to a random team, there's an adjustment period. But coming back here, he's going to have immediate comfort. So that's a good thing, too.
Yeah. In case anybody forgot, Soler in 2019 mm-hmm. hit 48 home runs.
Yeah.
So his numbers this year don't look good overall. But see, over the past two seasons, he's at 204, 21 homers, 694 OPS, 157 strikeouts, and 534 PAs. Okay. Nah, nothing, right? But they're getting him while he's hot. He's got six homers, 389 OBP and a 900 slugging percentage in his last nine games, 36 plate appearances. So he's looked like he's really turned it around. And against lefties this year, he's got seven homers and an 836 OPS and 101 plate appearances. So if nothing else, you got a guy you know you can run out there against lefties and give you solid at-bats and a power threat.
Yeah, and that's just another thing too. You know, you would get to the bottom of that lineup and there wasn't really a threat to – there wasn't anybody you felt like you had to be careful with. You could attack those guys.
Yes.
You know, it's different. When a guy like Soler gets in the box, yeah. I don't care if he's hitting 050. When he gets in the box, the power threat's there. So you're going to pitch a little different. You're going to be a little more careful. And if you make a mistake, you know, I mean, it could be two runs if there's just a runner on first.
Yeah.
Versus you were getting to the bottom of this lineup before and you'd have a runner on first, two outs, and it's just like, I'll just fire strikes in there and one of the next three guys is going to ground out and I'm out of the inning.
There were a couple of times in the last couple of days in New York where they got started in an inning with two hits mm-hmm. and the next three guys just went boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like they struck out all three of them one time.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at the bottom of that, the bottom half some nights with four guys with those three outfielders or with two outfielders and the pitcher
yep.
and the catcher,
yep.
you know, Kevin Smith catching or Vogt catching. Either way, you got four outs down there basically more likely than not. So, yeah, to add a guy like that could run one out of the yard at any time is pretty good.
It helps.
Pretty nice.
And he'll hit some big ones.
And Rosario, you know, couple years removed from being a really good player.
Yep.
So that was kind of a salary dump for Cleveland. But the Braves at the same time dumped Sandoval, who's done nothing for them. And they did it without, you know, it was kind of a dignified way for Sandoval to go there and pinch hit there rather than just releasing the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's been important, but it's been for clubhouse chemistry, really nothing else, because really that was a wasted roster spot for the last couple of months. I know he was phenomenal early on with the four pinch hit homers, but.
Well, he'll get if you win, he'd get a ring. You know what I mean? He definitely made his contributions to the season, but.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah,
I mean, you could
five for 50 since May 2nd.
Yeah.
And that included a three hit game. So after the three hit game he had on, what was it? May 26th. Since then, he'd gone 1-for-31.
Yeah. You know, you
34 games, one start.
You could be below average club and a great clubhouse guy and have a positive effect on the team, but you could be the best clubhouse dude in the world. And if you're struggling that bad, you know, I mean,
yeah.
This is, it's a tough break, you know. A move's got to be made.
Eric, let's hear from today's sponsors.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is meme mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Duvall, they're getting...
He's good.
A guy who's got, you know, he's got a modest slash this year, but he's got 22 homers and 68 RBIs, including 5 homers and 17 RBIs against the Braves in 12 games.
I was thinking that was a win, too, getting Trey Turner and Adam Duvall out of the division, you know, or onto your team.
I think Anthopoulos was like half serious when he joked, but I think he was half serious when he said, most importantly, we don't have to face him anymore.
No, that's...
So we probably have a lot more wins against the Marlins if not for that.
Yeah, same with Turner.
This guy... They didn't offer him arbitration last year, but they were thrilled to get him back, and he was glad to get back here too, you know, back playing for a contender after the Marlins had fallen out of it, you know. So he hit 368 with a 1237 OPS against the Braves this year.
Yeah, we need that to stop.
Yeah. His overall slash was only 229, 277 OBP, and a 478 slash or 478 slugging, but killing the Braves. And they got him for Alex Jackson, who this is another guy that he's going to get a chance to go somewhere and play where they need a catcher. They could use a catcher for the future. And he had no chance here with the two that are ahead of him here, Contreras and Langoliers right behind coming. There is no room for Alex Jackson on this team, because if Contreras isn't the catcher for the future, then Langoliers for sure is.
Yeah.
And he's probably only a couple years away at most. So writing on the wall there, they didn't need Alex Jackson. And maybe he'll do better at the major league level with them than he did with the Braves, because he really struggled mightily with the Braves in his three seasons up here. So, but it wasn't much. He didn't get much opportunity here, but he's really hitting Triple-A. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's just another one of those moves where, you know, sometimes you just feel like guys' career with your organization has run its course and seen what you need to see out of them and you make a decision. I thought that was a good trade just to get somebody you feel like can help the team this year.
Yeah, and then for Soler, they gave up a legit prospect. He was a fourth-round pick out of Texas A&M in 2019. kind of a top 30 Braves prospect. Casey Kalich, right-hander. Again, dealing from a position of strength, they got a lot of guys like that coming up, more than enough starters coming up. And he'd pitch in relief, actually, at Rome. And he's kind of a guy that profiles as a good bullpen guy. But they got plenty of that. They could afford to give him up. He had, 3.26 ERA and 20 appearances in high A this year. 35 strikeouts, 17 walks, and 30 in a third inning. So it's a guy that's still trying to harness the command, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you can have all the A-ball relievers you want.
Yeah.
if you give me a chance to win at the major league level or make a difference here, they're so far away. You know, I mean, that's fine with me.
The trade for Richard Rodriguez, they gave up Bryce Wilson and a prospect, Ricky DeVito. They gave it to Pittsburgh in that deal. Rodriguez is 31, had a 2.82 ERA and 37 appearances this year. Like I said, the first half of those were probably like 0.50 ERA. 14 of 17 saves converted, important. 33, and I like this line, so we're Braves fans, 33 strikeouts with only 5 walks and 38 in the third inning.
That's big.
So another guy like a Martin who's not going to walk guys.
I love that.
So, you know, They inquired into Craig Kimbrell, but the asking price was enormous. If you look at what the White Sox gave up for him, oh my God.
Yeah.
They got a haul for that. Yeah. So they sent him to the crosstown White Sox. The Cubs did. The Cubs, man, how'd you like to be a Cubs fan today? Just the heart just torn out of you because they just traded all their core guys.
Yeah, one of my buddies is a Cubs fan, and I'm in a group chat with him, and he just kept sending, you know, those crying emojis every time one of them left. I mean, I hate that side of the game. I hate that you can have that group and not win with it and also feel like you can't retain them and got to trade them and break it all down. I hate the whole rebuild aspect of baseball, but every time it works, there's going to be more teams doing it.
Yeah. I just realized the Braves, they were the only team with three players with 20 or more homers this year. At least a couple of days ago they were. They just added another one with Duvall, even though he hadn't hit them with them, obviously. They now have four guys with over 20 homers in their lineup. And Riley is going to catch Acuna before long, the way he's going. Acuna's got 24.
He might catch him tonight. He's already got one.
Man, he is ridiculous. So, anyway, all right. Well, there was if you were watching that trade deadline at home, that was like watching a game, a great game, because there was deals going down left and right.
I didn't even know what was going on. You know, because normally there's like a big trade, you know, the night before and then the day of. And it was like every 6 minutes, a major
rapid fire, man.
Like season altering trade was made for some team. I haven't seen a trade deadline like that in a long time. And going back to what I was just saying, I think that's great for baseball too, that there's that many teams going for it and making moves this year versus just holding on to their prospects.
There's so many teams that are close enough to go for it. And they can't slip in a wild card, you know, because there's so fewer playoff spots this year. So you got to go win your division. Most of these teams are going for a division title. And like we were talking about before the podcast, it's different than it was up until a couple of years ago, because teams could always pick up, like the Braves used to make up deals in waiver deals in August. You could always add a guy.
We got Derek Lee in 2010. That was a big one.
Yeah.
And that's a superstar.
You'd have a guy
caliber
for the postseason. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. And now they got to be on your team by July at the trade deadline. The only guys you can trade that can be traded in August are non-40-man roster guys. And the only other guys you can get are waiver claims, guys that are DFA'd.
Not a lot of difference makers in that pool.
No. So the Braves thought it was absolutely necessary to improve their outfield depth, because you've seen already they have none of their opening day outfielders on the team now, you know. Yep. And are active. So they thought, what if we have another rasher injury, another couple of injuries to a guy like Jock Peterson or a guy like, Almonte or any of these guys? What are they going to do? They have to dip to AAA, which, I mean, it says something, frankly, about the confidence or lack that they have in, you know, Pache and Drew Waters to come up right now. They don't trust those guys can come up in a playoff drive and contribute. And why should they? They haven't seen them do it. And they saw Pache struggle mightily, you know, earlier in the year. So they had to go out and get depth. Now they're covered. If they have an injury or two, they're going to be able to stick guys in there that have been through this before, guys that have performed, veteran guys that are, you know, that are not over the hill.
No, that's one thing I really like about getting Jock. You know, if when it comes to playoffs or big games or big moments, he's not going to shy away. And I think that's just something that you really can't create without experience. Some guys are just born for those moments and they can do it when they're young, but a lot of guys got to go through it to get to where he's at. But I feel good about him in big games.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that they have the postseason pitcher of the last half decade or so, and Charlie Morton. He's got the best numbers of anybody in a postseason in that span. And arguably one of the best two or three postseason players of the past decade with Jock Peterson, what he's done in the postseason. I mean, he's got, again and again, his numbers in the postseason are just astounding, man. Especially in the World Series. Like, the bigger the stage, the bigger he comes through.
Yep. Yeah, and I think, you know, picking up those three, four outfielders, if you hit with one of them, you know, if one of them really hits and then Darno comes back and he's himself, the whole lineup changes. The depth of it's completely different than what they've been battling through the last couple months.
Yeah, no doubt. So, good trade deadline day for the Braves. I know people were frustrated because Alex is so quiet. Yeah. There were no rumors hardly at all about the Braves being involved, you know, but they had actually checked into Max Scherzer early on. Then it became apparent he wanted to go to the West Coast. He could veto any other trades, and the asking price was going to be huge. The Dodgers end up getting him and Trey Turner. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is a huge deal.
I don't even know where Trey's going to play, because Seager's a damn good shortstop.
I think they're going to – well, they're going to play one of them at second base. I think they said they're going to play Seager at second. I think so. One of them's going to play second base, man. That's a hell of a team. Jesus, man. They already had the most talent. Look at that rotation. They lose Trevor Bauer, and it's like, okay, no big deal.
They're still fine, and then they get Scherzer.
They lose the Cy Young Award winner, and they bring in another Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
Three Cy Young Award winners.
And that's the thing about it, too, is like when you're in that position and you make – I don't care who they gave up to get Scherzer and Trey Turner. Like, you're a World Series favorite now.
Man, they gave us some studs,
too. Did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they gave up their top two guys. So, but they're the Dodgers, man. They're not going to – they'll fill those holes with – they'll throw money at free agents if they have to.
Yeah.
But if you're the Giants and the Padres today, you're like, oh, man.
Especially when the Padres thought they had Scherzer.
Yeah. Yes, I know. The day before they thought they had him. And the Giants, you've played your asses off and maintained this lead all season. And it's like the Dodgers are like, okay, we're not done. We're going to load up even more and come after you.
That sucks.
But I liked Alex Anthopoulos. He was candid, man. He said it was not disappointing for us to see, if you're in the NL East, to see those guys leave, Scherzer and Trey Turner.
At all.
Trey Turner has killed the Braves throughout his career, too, man. I mean, killed them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Scherzer's done quite a bit against them, too, even though they've hit him better than most. But, yeah, nice to see those guys depart if you're the Braves and you face those guys a few more times.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, those are the teams you got to stack your wins against too. Them and the Marlins now trading away guys. That's what's going to change the division.
Go back to DC in a couple of weeks, and to Miami on the same trip.
Yeah, two dudes that killed you aren't going to be there.
Exactly. Go DC, Miami, Baltimore. That's a trip like the opposite of the trip they just took. That's a trip where they should win all of it, like, you know, maybe two games. They should really make some hay in that trip. Guys, let's take a quick break and then we'll finish up the show.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. $5, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
What else did the Mets do? Did they just get Baez?
That was their big one. I don't think they did any other thing major, did they? Because they were waiting for him to do it and they didn't.
I thought they were going to do something. You know,
Philly's got the two pitchers from the Rangers.
Yep. Kinsler and the other dude. Yeah, I thought the Mets would do something kind of crazy, like
reliever that I thought the Braves should
get. Chris Bryant Kennedy. Or
Ian Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy.
The other one Philly's got. Yeah, and Bryant was rumored too with the Mets. Mm-hmm. What did he end up doing? He ended up going to
fuck, man. I got to look it up because
that was late.
He definitely went, but there was 700 trades. He went to the Giants. The Giants got Bryant.
That's right. That's right. And that was the guy that was like the perfect fit for them. Everybody had said like all week long, that's the guy they should go get. So yeah, they did all right too. Even though the Dodgers loaded up, the Giants have a damn good team. Add him to it. They can, if Gossman and those guys can keep doing what they've been doing.
It's going to be hard to hold the Dodgers off with what they did. No.
For sure, man. For sure. It's going to be a great second half or last 2 months.
Yeah.
I like where the Braves are. I know they're four games back. We've been saying that for weeks. But watching them on this road trip, man, I was on that whole trip and watching them and just how they carried themselves. I never saw any kind of a disgusted or dejected look from them at all. And I haven't the whole year. But they still believe. It's almost like they know people, a lot of people have given up on them. But they haven't given up on themselves, and they have the same. They don't have any games where they're down 2-0 in the 4-0 in the fifth inning, and they're just waving a white flag and just going through the motions. They don't have any of those games, so they don't have quite the same comeback offense as they had last year. But they still play hard.
Well, I don't know. They just haven't been able to put it together. You know, like one thing or another all year. But if they do. They're the best team in the division. And
the rotation has pitched well enough lately to go on one of those runs. And now you add some to the bullpen, maybe you can do it.
Yeah. But even, say right now you had a three-game series to end the season against the Mets and they're down a game.
Yeah.
I feel like this team would play a different kind of baseball in that situation versus, I don't want to say you get bored with the regular season. And I think maybe you start taking some of it for granted, like we're just going to be in the playoffs again and it sneaks up on you. But a big series against the Mets, my money be on the Braves.
And remember, they're going to have Darno back middle of August. Enoa's going to come back. I think they're getting him stretched out now, but I think they're going to put him in the bullpen. You add Enoa to that bullpen after adding Richard Rodriguez, all of a sudden it's getting a lot better fast.
Yeah.
So – yeah, I mean, if Darno comes back and he's hitting anywhere near like he did last year.
Game changer.
The upgrade over Vogt and Kevin Smith, whichever one they keep and don't
keep. I keep Vogt.
The upgrade is huge.
Yeah. I definitely keep Vogt. He's got some power in his bat still.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. Yeah. And he really is good calling games and all
he
that.
He cares.
Yeah, he could still. Yeah, yeah. I think they both care, but Vogt's a better player. Yeah. Works well with those guys too. So we'll see. But they got through the toughest stretch. I mean, they got through that stretch against the Padres, the Rays, the Phillies, and the Mets. And now they're up early on the Brewers. This is the toughest stretch of the year, and they're at the very tail end of it. So they got through that without losing any ground. So, and now they've made some moves. So we'll see where they are. But they're going for it. I know some people wondered if they were selling. That was never an option. I mean, and Alex said today it really didn't matter what they did on this trip. He thought he heard people saying it really mattered what they did on this trip. They weren't going to make a decision based on that. They had felt good enough about their team and know what the Mets were about that they weren't going to let this dictate what they did at the trade deadline. So,
well, you're not looking at a team like the Dodgers or the Padres ahead of you.
Right.
You know, and that's a huge thing. It's like a week can change. The standings can flip over a week period. You know, it's easy to look at this
or
division.
The White Sox.
Yeah. There's teams that are just like, we're not catching them, but that's not the case here. So it doesn't really matter how you played or, you know, how bad things have gone. If you're only four games back or four and a half and you got the squad these guys have and they can get hot at any minute, you know, why wouldn't you go for it?
Man, your guy out there, your GM put his foot in his mouth.
Oh my God.
Trades Graveman after they have a big win against the Astros. And then he says, by the end of the week, it's going to make sense. You're going to see. I think he thought they could just go out and get another good closer, which they did, and that people are going to forget about it. But he did. He ticked out the human element. Everybody loved this Graveman dude, man, out there.
It's crazy because they still play highlights of the 1995 team that was, you know, way back in the standings and went on this crazy tear to come back and win with Griffey hitting Griffey scoring from first on Edgar's double. But the whole thing, the whole my oh my thing was, it was like almost lovable losers was like the way people looked at that team. Was they weren't supposed to be as good as they were, but the group was performing in a way that everybody got attached and went along this ride with them. And they were starting to do that again. Like they were down 7-0 the night before and came back and hit a grand slam, bottom eight. They were doing crazy stuff that for me only is explained as like team chemistry and a group coming together to do it.
Yeah.
And they have their biggest win of the season the next day. Like one of their best, biggest clubhouse guys gets traded for, you know, just a random catcher, good player, but it was just
to the team they're playing.
To the team they're playing.
The division that they just beat. That's leading the division.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It was just not a competitive move. Yeah. It was not. It didn't. Their players were the stuff they were saying in the papers.
Yeah.
They were saying stuff.
Lost the clubhouse, man.
He's sitting up there in his, you know, suite playing fantasy baseball. He never shows his face down here. It's despicable. They were saying shit like that. So, I mean, for players to be in that mode, you know, I could get the frustration was growing. They were saying at some point it's got to be about winning. And he made some moves. He got a starter and he got that guy from the Rays. You know, he got a relief pitcher to close. But it's hard to replace that vibe. I wouldn't mess with it. You know, that's something that I would never mess with if I had a team.
Graveman was having a great year, man.
Yeah.
But they got control and all that on this guy. So, all right. Well, we'll talk again on Monday or Tuesday after this weekend series, Hank Aaron weekend against the Brewers, and see what the Braves can come out of here with and see how they do with all their new guys. Some of the other guys will be here by then. And see what Snit does with the lineup. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yep.
And who he uses to close.
Riley's hitting.
I think it'll be Will Smith, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you keep him there. Let Rodriguez kind of jump into a late inning role.
Maybe if they win three or four in a row. Certainly, if they win four in a row, they'll use Rodriguez on one of those. They're not going to use Will Smith 4 days in a row. I don't think he wants to use him 3 days in a row if he can avoid it, but we'll see.
No, it's a nice luxury, though, knowing you can use him two and throw somebody in there you feel good about.
But so far, they haven't had that issue.
No. They'll get going. This will be a boost.
All right. It should be. All right. Appropriately, 7:55 is real on Hank Aaron Weekend. We're out.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.